Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good Monday morning. Welcome back. Good to be back with you. Hope you had a great weekend and are all set to jump into a brand new week. Lots of things going on, including this meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, I think it was this morning. I saw someone had posted something about this meeting and made some reference to Vladimir Putin, referring to him as a former KGB agent. And I share the correction that I received on this years ago. There is no such thing as a former KGB agent. Just keep that in mind. Any case, the president, Vladimir Putin, are meeting. I understand they are going to have a news conference. And if that does occur during the course of this broadcast, it's supposed to be a few minutes from now. But after learning what we did on Friday with this news conference that was supposed to take place at 11:45, I'm not counting on it. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on, by the way. The indictments that we expected. That did take place on Friday. But nonetheless, as for today, we will try to take this live to see what statements are made and learn what has taken place. I want to turn your attention to something that is not really getting a lot of attention at all. And I think most of us agree that it should receive attention. Because unfortunately, we're at a place where the news cycle just runs after shiny objects. Shiny objects means if something has been in the news for, I don't know, 17 years, people don't care anymore. And you just kind of dust it off, well, that's old news. I'm referring to Afghanistan. Do you know we're still there? In fact, I am prompted. In fact, I will do this over the course of the next few minutes. Send a message out to a couple of friends of mine in Congress and ask, what are we doing in Afghanistan and why? The reason I bring this up is we have yet another Carolina death. Another brave American giving his life in Afghanistan. This time it's Sergeant First Class Christopher Andrew Solis from Somerville. Killed by enemy gunfire, serving in Afghanistan. Sergeant First Class Christopher Andrew Solis, 32 years old. He died of the wounds while supporting Operation Freedom's Sentinel, a release from the Department of Defense, communicated this very sad message. Solis was assigned to the 1st Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment, Hunter Army Airfield in Georgia. He came under small arms fire while conducting operations in support of a medical evacuation landing zone in the Zermatt District. He was treated immediately, medically evacuated to the nearest medical treatment facility where he died of his wounds. The incident is still under investigation. Solis is a native of Somerville, South Carolina, enlisted in the Army September 2007, completed basic combat training, advanced individual training as a combat engineer at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, deployed from 2008 to 2009 in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom, 2011 and 12 in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. On his fifth deployment, when he was killed, fifth. Solis will be posthumously awarded the Meritorious Service Medal, Bronze Star Medal, and the Purple Heart. another life lost in Afghanistan. And I think it's a fair question to ask, why? What is our mission? What is our purpose in Afghanistan? I believe we've had a number of discussions about that on this program. I immediately think of my good friend, Congressman Thomas Massie, who's been raising questions about this for some time, and I go back to the hearings where he was asking questions about our financial investment, and I would use that word investment in quotes, and part of the effort to try to bring the drug industry under control, as in illegal drugs. Because it seems to be continuing unabated. I think it was Thomas Massie who raised the question, you know, if we're concerned about the illegal drugs that are being grown there, why don't we just use Roundup? You remember that? And the person made the comment, well, that might be too effective. I mean, seriously. Honestly, this is what we're dealing with. I think I also told you on this program that several years ago I came across an interesting, huge booklet. This booklet was from the Geological Survey, and it was hundreds of pages long. I mean, we're talking, when I say booklet, I'm talking about a thick booklet, talking about minerals in Afghanistan, which raises all kinds of questions for me, because I suspect our continuing presence there has very little, if anything, to do with national security, and probably something else. But I think it's a conversation we need to have. Do you agree? We need to talk about what we're doing there, rather than just marking time now in our 17th year there. 17th. Something to think about for sure. At 13 minutes after 10 o'clock on Friday, as I mentioned, we were waiting for a news conference that did finally occur after the program ended. The news that Special Counsel Robert Mueller had indicted 12 Russian intelligence officers, accusing them of interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. They're charged with hacking the computer networks of members of Hillary's campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. They allegedly coordinated to release damaging information to sway the election under the names DC Leaks and Guccifer 2.0. However, the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein told reporters it's unclear if their efforts changed the outcome of the election. In total, the indictment charges 11 spies with conspiracy to commit computer crimes, 8 counts of aggravated identity theft, and conspiracy to launder money. 2 of the defendants charged with separate conspiracy to commit computer crimes. And this comes at an interesting time, as the president is meeting with Vladimir Putin. By the way, Putin continues to deny that his country has interfered in the election in any way. So, that was the big news that is developed here. Coming up, we will talk more about the probe, and we'll talk about an effort to take down Mr. Rosenstein. In fact, there's an effort to take him down, and there's someone who's come to his defense already, a Republican. We'll talk about it coming up. 19 minutes after 10 o'clock on the Vince Coakley radio program. Over on the text line, Vince, I watched Trump's interview from Scotland where he describes Germany's natural gas pipeline deal with Russia as bad and unfair. Trump did not offer any explanation as to why. Neither did Trump offer any natural gas alternative to Germany. Did he offer to deliver America natural gas at competitive prices to Germany? Of course not. All Trump has is toxic criticism without solutions. By the way, I did look up this update on this particular story. The president claiming 70% of its energy Germany's energy would be coming from Russia. Truth of the matter is, natural gas is a significant fuel source in Germany, only accounts for about 20% of Germany's energy supply and consumption. The only thing that's mysterious to me about this is why. Why are we even talking about this? Why? Why are we meddling in the affairs of other people, other countries? It's none of our business. They want to make a deal with Russia, let them do it. It's not our business. We have plenty of business. What did I talk about at the beginning of this program? Afghanistan. Why don't we have a conversation about that? Why don't we have more of a conversation about what's happening at our border and what to do about it? That is also floating out there in this election year. Just a thought. Vince, when Trump meets with Putin, maybe Putin can give Trump some pointers on how to conduct a war in Afghanistan. You know, since the Russians did so well there. Yes, they went taking off after quite some time with their tail between their legs. Not a pretty picture. What else do we have here? Vince, I was deployed to Afghanistan in 2011 and 12. I spoke with several other soldiers and contractors training Afghan soldiers, with the exception of special ops troops training Afghan commandos. They all said the Afghan troops weren't competent enough to stand on their own and would run at the sight of the Taliban. Boy, that's depressing, isn't it? Also on the text line, Vince, wouldn't it be funny if the ones indicted decided to defend themselves? The plaintiff would have to get the DNC and Clinton servers due to the evidence discovery rule of the court. That would be very interesting. Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? Put all of that out there in public. I'm sure they would be absolutely thrilled. By the way, I told you about this indictment, this new indictment against new people in the Russia investigation. Well, over the weekend, Senator Rand Paul appeared on CNN. And I don't think he's praising this, but he made an acknowledgement of something I think is pretty obvious. Rand Paul said it's a mistake to try to extract accountability from Russia for its interference in the 2016 presidential election. He said countries with the means to meddle in foreign elections, including the U.S., have at least tried to do it in the past. Yes, if we're honest, we'll acknowledge this. They're another country. They're going to spy on us. They do spy on us. They're going to interfere in our elections. We also do the same. We all do it. What we need to do is make sure our electoral process is protected. And because this has gotten partisan, it's all about partisan politics. We've forgotten that. The most important thing is the integrity of our election. And that is true. We need to focus on this and take it seriously. And recognize we are not pure as the wind-driven snow on this issue at all. Rand Paul goes on to say, I'm not saying they're equivalent or morally equivalent, but I am saying this is the way the Russians respond. He said he doubted the Russians would admit it. In the same way, the U.S. isn't going to admit its influence in campaigns and other countries' elections. I mean, we do this all the time. One of the things I would love for us to get back to as a country is a mindset where we just mind our own business. And I tell you, we have our hands full just doing that. You don't have time. You know, do you find this in your own life? I was just talking with someone about this last night. Sometimes people can be such experts about other people's lives. And we can be so preoccupied with what some individual needs to do about their, you know, how about putting that time and energy into your own? I think that's pretty important. On the subject of investigations, we saw the spectacle last week with Peter Strzok, and I told you it was pretty much a circus. It was going to be a circus, and that's exactly what it turned into. Going up a few rungs on the ladder of authority, We have one Rod Rosenstein, who is the Deputy Attorney General. We now have talk out there about the possibility of impeaching Mr. Rod Rosenstein. As reported by the UK Independent, Republicans in the House are reportedly preparing an effort to impeach him, the man overseeing the special counsel's probe, into Russian meddling. Members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus have drafted an impeachment filing for Mr. Rosenstein and are planning to introduce it as early as today, according to Politico. Republicans have long accused Mr. Rosenstein of stalling their attempts to investigate the FBI's probes of President Donald Trump's campaign team and election rival Hillary Clinton's private email server. Democrats, not surprisingly, claim the Republicans are just using this threat of impeachment to undermine Mr. Mueller's probe, which Mr. Trump has repeatedly criticized as a politically motivated witch hunt. Now, Mr. Rosenstein took over supervision of the probe, which also concerns possible obstruction of justice by Mr. Trump, after Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself last March. Now, interestingly enough, in response to this talk about possible impeachment, we have none other than the Upstate's Congressman Trey Gowdy, who made an appearance on Bore the Nation this weekend discussing this issue of impeachment. Here is how that conversation went down. At least we hope. Stand by through these technical difficulties.
This effort to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein that House Republicans are talking about putting forward this week?
No. For what? Impeaching for what? No.
Inappropriate.
I've had my differences with Rod Rosenstein. I talk to him quite often, privately, which again is a lot more constructive than the public hearings we have. He's a Trump appointee. So is Jeff Sessions. So is Chris Wray. If President Trump is dissatisfied with Rod Rosenstein, he can fire him with a tweet. But to impeach someone, I would not be. I'm not convinced there is a movement. I read about it in Politico, and sometimes their sources are better than mine. But I'm not part of that.
So there you go. Trey Gowdy. By the way, can I remind you again what I said last week about these hearings? What I said weeks ago about these hearings? You remember the Peter Strzok thing? I told you there would be a whole lot of antics, a circus atmosphere, and people were going to get their emotions all revved up. But at the end of the day, you know what it's going to lead to? One big freaking goose egg. That goes for Peter Strzok. That also goes for Rod Rosenstein. If I stand corrected, let's see in the future. You know, I'm going to exercise some restraint here, at least for a little bit. Over on the text line, we start here. Since Germany and Russia seem to be such good allies, we can pull out of NATO since it exists to defend Germany and Europe against Russia. Apparently, Germany is now cool with Russia. Let's save our money for more important things. Well, we could. Vince, didn't Britain send 800 troops to Afghanistan last week to assist U.S. troops? Gee whiz. What kind of thanks does he give Theresa May? Yeah, he criticizes her and praises Boris, her adversary. And this texter, can't change the channel fast enough when 10 a.m. hits. Your ignorance is depressing. I decided to reply to this troll and say, please call in and inform me where I am ignorant. The line is wide open. We'll see if I get a call here from someone who is desirous to educate me. I'm glad to be educated. Education for me is 24/7, 365. Bring it on. One thing I'm not into is propaganda. So, any case, another texture here on the Middle East. Every time we go into the Middle East, it's because of money, drugs, oil, or minerals. Pretty sad. Vince, you are super whiny today. Also, Trump said he'd seen reports it could be up to 70% of energy from Russia. Please stop. That is from Page. I replied to Page as well and said, so thus saith Donald Trump. That makes it so. Come on, people. Which reminds me, this is the perfect time to share something with you. And this is going to make some people mad. I don't care. Kyle put this on social media over the weekend. In the 1980s, conservatives listened to Buckley, Friedman, and Soul. Today, many self-described conservatives listen to Alex Jones or Diamond and Silk. No wonder we're in this mess. He makes a great point, doesn't he? I'm concerned that the intellectual underpinnings of what so many people believe have just been shot to hell. Whatever our favorite cult person says, that's true now. And everything else is fake news. Anyway, just thought I would throw that out there to the lions. We were talking about interfering in elections. The acknowledgement from Rand Paul that that's exactly what happens. We've been involved in interfering in other countries. This texter says, Obama the Muslim tried to oust Netanyahu. Boy, that was funny, wasn't it? Boy, that really worked well for them, didn't it? Boy. Let us go out to a call from Gerald in Cowpens, who, of all things, would like to talk about the NFL. What's going on with the NFL?
Hey, good morning, sir. Vince, now here's a good way for the NFL to step up to the plate and give back to their community. Since the 49ers can barely win a game, they need to donate their stadium to the homeless, which is using the bathrooms and leaving all their dirty needles on the sidewalks and all around City Hall. And they could get a whole lot better use out of it than them losing the 49ers. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks a lot for your call, Gerald. He's always got these pithy comments. Just cracks me up. Absolutely entertaining every time around. Let's go out to Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Vince. I just want to make sure that I heard you correctly, because this comment, rests a lot on the position you just took about, maybe not necessarily admonishing the body politic of Americans for believing Alex Jones and Diamond Silk and all that stuff. But correct me if I'm wrong, but in the show just prior to yours, a former governor admitted to the fact that it's all just theater, that it doesn't matter what MSNBC says and what CNN says and what Fox says, because the people who really call the shots are the ones that invest in those countries and those areas and those individuals, right?
A lot of truth in that.
What's that?
A lot of truth in that.
Well, yeah, and one last thing, I'm going to let you discuss that, because that the point is pretty significant. But why is it that on a talk show host, a former governor doesn't deign to take calls from us plebs? It's really frustrating. You should mention it to him.
I don't know. Well, I would suggest you send a message in to raise that very question, Ryan. You're certainly free to do that. But on this question, though, it sounds like you're kind of equally disgusted by all of the smoke and mirrors and the entertainment that seems to have overtaken the political realm.
Right. There's very few people that are genuine. The Pauls, Rand and Ron, your friend Justin Amish. These are guys that are real genuine people, and if people took the time to listen, they could hear that. The ring of truth comes through in most of the things that they say.
Yeah, but I don't think, here's my question. Ryan, since you're kind of tuned in, so to speak, how do you get people interested in something that's more deeply intellectual and thoughtful rather than simply inflammatory and flame-throwing? How do you get people interested in that?
Honestly, I try not to, because they get very upset when I tell them like what's really going on. What I try and do is focus on what's important. I try and take them away from chasing balls. Most people, they're more concerned with sports. You can actually track, Vince, you can track the ascension of basketball in the NFL with political apathy. As those got more popular, people got more apathetic towards politics. It's a, what do they call it?
I think there's something even worse. There's something even worse here. I think the whole political realm has turned into entertainment.
Well, yeah, that's what they've always said, that politics is a show business for ugly people, right?
Yeah. I love that one. That one is absolutely hilarious. Well, appreciate your call there, Ryan, and the fact that you are very much paying attention to these things and thinking deeply on them. And hopefully there will be more. And this ties in really well with a poll that's been conducted. This is an Ipsos poll. And it has to do with immigration and people's perspectives on immigration. This is not going to be surprising at all. By now, you know that people are on different sides as it relates to even news. We can't even agree on what news is. That's where we are. When it comes to immigration policy, Americans' opinions often break down along party lines. Most Republicans supporting President Trump, Democrats vigorously opposed. But according to a new Ipsos poll, there's an even better predictor of how you feel about immigration, where you get your TV news. This poll, more than 1,000 people asked about Trump's immigration policies and proposals and about which immigrants should get priority in the U.S. system, conducted in English and Spanish last month. Most respondents got their news from TV. We're going to talk about how this breaks down. You're probably not going to be surprised at all. Then the next question becomes, how do we move on from this? Do we ever get to the place where facts and truth mean anything anymore, and this is no longer subjective? By the way, the texter I called out and said to call and educate me is still dodging it. So that doesn't surprise me at all. 44 minutes after 10. 49 minutes after 10 o'clock on the Vince Coakley radio program. We are apparently just minutes away from a news briefing. President Trump and Vladimir Putin are going to actually take questions momentarily. In fact, the major TV networks are actually breaking into their programming right now to carry this. Very interesting stuff. So we're going to stand by. And if it starts before we go to our break, we will certainly bring that to you. Certainly not on the same scale. I want to make that very clear. But boy, this is a huge story in the pizza world. John Schnatter, familiar with him? The founder of Papa John's has been kicked out of his own office. Kicked out of his own office. A special committee of the board of directors met on Sunday to discuss Mr. Schnatter. The board decided to kick him out of his office at Papa John's headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky. They also announced Schnatter will cease all media appearances and not make any further statements to the media regarding the company, its business, or employees. The company had already announced on Friday it would remove Schnatter's image from its marketing materials. The committee will oversee an auditor's investigation into Papa John's culture, including the company's existing processes, policies, and systems related to diversity and inclusion. Now, Schnatter himself is still on the board, still owns 30% of the company's shares. He resigned as chairman last week after it was revealed he used the N-word on a conference call with its ad agency, Laundry Service. On Saturday, Mr. Schnatter told CNN affiliate WLKY in Louisville the ad agency extorted him. Alrighty. So, and we can talk about this. I'd love to get your thoughts about how things like this have transpired in recent years. A passing comment pretty much becomes a death sentence for somebody's career. You know, as a black man, I don't relish this at all. Does this mean automatically that John Schnatter's a racist? I don't know that that could even be said here. But it doesn't matter, because all that matters is image. And once that becomes the issue, this takes on a life of its own. And with him still owning 30%, I guess this still means he will be part of the upper crust. That is so bad. Come on, Vince. You can do better than that. Let's go out to Jack and Easley. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning. This sergeant that was killed that kind of spurred my mind here. I think we can find a problem or the answer to the problem in Afghanistan, and the drug problem lies right here in South Carolina. I would like to throw the gauntlet down to Clemson University or any of these big universities that have agricultural and horticultural programs to find a way to genetically engineer, and in this day we can do that with anything just about, unfortunately, genetically engineer kudzu and fire ants to survive in that godforsaken lunar landscape that they call home. And serendipitously, my $5 word for the day, serendipitously introduce it into the soil over there. Problem solved. What do you think?
Wow. And you're talking about an organic solution to this.
Yay. Well, it won't cost any lives. It won't cost a whole lot of money. Just some R&D, a lot of money in R&D to research it and develop a... You know what happens once fire ants and their kudzu are introduced into the soil? You will never get rid of it. I don't care what they do. I could just see them going down for a long winter's nap and waking up next spring, and their fields look like baseball diamonds and nothing but green weeds.
Wow. And now, if you're like me, you would cynically say, the United States doesn't want to do this.
Yes, I say this half tongue-in-cheek.
I know.
It would be a good idea. I mean, I understand they wouldn't do it, but all the power in Afghanistan comes from those drug lords. We know once you get out of Kabul, I mean, the president of Afghanistan or the prime minister or whatever they're calling him, all he is the mayor of Kabul. Once he gets out of Kabul,
they're irrelevant.
They're irrelevant, exactly.
Completely
exactly.
Irrelevant.
So what you want to do is hit them, so we could bring the drug industry to its knees, no pun intended, and get rid of the problem with kudzu and fire ants. What do you think? I think that's a great idea.
Brilliant idea, Jack. I love this. This is, this is part of what I'm talking about. You're talking about genuine solutions, not, just stirring people up, getting people excited. You know, it's a lot more interesting to talk about, at the beginning of this, when we talked about going in and getting the terrorist, this sounded really sexy, didn't it? All of a sudden, 17 years later, it's like, what the heck are we doing there? And what are we doing there? What is the purpose for our continued involvement? And what is the exit plan? Is there such a thing? I would dare say this is something that we need to spend some time on. There are people who have called for this. So far, this has not happened. On the text line, responding to some of the things we've been talking about, including the Papa John story, one slip, all the good done is forgotten. Papa John does so much to support heroes and make a wish. Yeah, it is pretty unfortunate. Vince, many who love using the word ignorant believe it means that someone is stupid or low intelligence. The word doesn't mean that at all. It simply means someone doesn't possess particular knowledge in a given area. It has nothing to do with intelligence. That is very, very true. Do we know the context in which he used the N-word? Yes, we do. I understand it, and I remember reading the quote last week. It was a role-playing situation. He wasn't even saying, it's not like he was saying, well, that stupid N. No, he was role-playing. And there were people who were immediately triggered by this, and the rest is history. That's the way this thing works. Another texter saying, hey, Papa John's just needs better pizzas. That might help their sales. Well, there's also that. Trump and Putin coming up. We'll take it if it happens.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.